Okay, Eileen, we got less than a minute here, but if you could state your question and we'll take you over the top of the hour and get to you after that and, after the news and the commercials and stuff. Are you there, sir, ma'am?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, my first question would be is my biggest worry is getting Alzheimer's because of my family history. And in searching for helpful supplements, I've come across so many that I'm so confused. And I was wondering what you could recommend are the most important to take.
I'll be happy to do that, ma'am. And there are at least two or three of them that you got to do. So we'll get to that after the top of the hour here. Okay, Eileen, thank you for your patience. Hang in there, ma'am. Are you still with us?
Yes, no problem.
Okay, thank you. I know it takes a lot of patience to put up with all the commercials and stuff, but I guess that's what's necessary so you and I can talk.
Okay.
Okay, a couple, three things. This may be no surprise, but are you using bioidentical hormones, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Hooray, because you've done one thing to stop Alzheimer's right there. But for those who are listening and didn't know, estrogen for ladies and testosterone for men was proven by Rockefeller University scientists back in the at the turn of the century, as they say, some before the year 2000, some after, to enable our brain cells to continue sweeping out some of the garbage that accumulates in Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is actually, at least in large part, a failure to throw out the garbage. It's as if you went to 5 years without throwing the garbage out of your house. What would your house look like? Well, for ladies' brain cells, estrogen, it actually activates the cleanup crew and gets them cleaned out. And for males, it's the testosterone activates the cleanup crew and gets that garbage out. So anyway, ma'am, that's one very important thing you're doing already. Now,
Okay.
the two other things that have been in research papers, well, let me tell you about the first one. It's called lithium, even at low doses. Do you happen to use that, ma'am?
Yes, I am. I'm taking 5 milligrams in the morning and in the evening.
Okay. And if you got bored with taking it twice a day, you can take 10 milligrams at once because it does store in the body. So you don't have to, unless you want to, space that one
Okay.
out as you would vitamin C or vitamin B or something like that. All right, once again, for those who haven't been doing their study, and apparently, like Eileen has, lithium has been reported in two papers, one of which was published in 2007, and I forget the other one, to block nearly every step on the so-called road to Alzheimer's. No kidding! And it doesn't take a lot to do it either. It blocks and blocks and blocks all the things that are involved on the pathway to getting yourself Alzheimer's. And by the way, it won't mess with the estrogen. The estrogen does its job in a different way. All right, third one, are you taking any of either turmeric or its component curcumin?
I am taking turmeric powder. I put a ton of it on my salad, and I'm going to
Okay.
start taking the curcumin.
Well, you've been doing your research. I'm nice you called me up, ma'am, so we can spread this around the country. Because there are some people listening in New York and so forth. But you probably heard the true story. Some professors over in India wanted to know why it was that certain provinces in India had very little, if any, Alzheimer's, and the other provinces, they had some. And they tracked it right down to the turmeric that was used in everything, just like you just said. And then they had to be research scientists, so they had to figure out, well, what part of the turmeric is it? And as you just said, it's the part called curcumin, and one can get curcumin separately, but of course, using the whole turmeric, if you put it all over everything, is going to do the same job as it did over in India. But if you want a little insurance, sure, take a couple of turmeric curcumin capsules, and you've got three big protections against Alzheimer's right there, ma'am.
Okay, great. May I ask another question?
Please, you waited long enough, didn't you? Sure, you did.
Okay. Well, I started taking MCT oil because I thought that would help as well. But it causes me so much gastrointestinal stress that I thought of changing over to the powder, and I was wondering if that is better.
Insofar as what? Gastrointestinal stress?
That and also, I mean, is it helpful for Alzheimer's and
Yeah, that's, as you know, part of the ketogenic program. And there was online, and I'm not sure if it's still there, posted by a doctor who's a lady doctor whose husband was getting Alzheimer's. There were a series of pictures that he drew before she tried helped him to go ketogenic, and coconut oil and MCTs is all part of that. And then here's pictures that he drew of the very same things a while later, and they were much more organized. I'm not going to tell you they were perfect. They weren't. But, for example, the clock face looked, well, a heck of a lot more like a clock face than the first time he drew it before he took the MCTs and the rest of the ketogenic diet. So, yes, it can be helpful to you. Now, about that gastrointestinal stress with just about any oil, ma'am, some of us do get that. And most of us who are taking those things are, well, we're a little bit older. We're old enough to take bioidentical hormones. And so sometimes when we're older, our digestive process doesn't work as sharp either. And what you might want to try, and it's just a suggestion, is look around in your local natural food store, the Talbot Dispensary, your compounding pharmacy, for a digestive enzyme that emphasizes fat and oil digestion. Best one I know of is called LIPANASE, and I don't work for that company at all, man, LIPANASE. And when you swallow an oil, take a couple of lipanase with it. I know any number of people who told me, oh, yeah, now I can take the fish oil, and it doesn't make me feel all icky in the digestive tract if I just take a couple of lipanase with that. And that applies to any fat-soluble thing. You might want to try it. Oh, by the way, if it works, what does it mean? Oh, it means you probably ought to take the lipanase or consider taking it after any food where there's fatty or oily, such as a hunk of fish or something like that, because it just usually means that the pancreas has slowed down in its capability of making digestive enzymes, that's all. And did you know, ma'am, that there was a radio commercial for some patented product to treat that? They called it pancreatic exocrine insufficiency, and they had a website for it. And they charge you a whole bunch of money. But you can do the same thing with digestive enzymes from the natural food store.
Okay, and then you know what? That might solve the problem that I had, because I had my gallbladder out 20 years ago, said I'd never have a problem after that, but I've had nothing but problems digesting fat. So would
you
recommend? Okay.
I got to add something to it, ma'am, because you just told me another clue. Clues are helpful. And that is your gallbladder came out. Now, the gallbladder, what's it doing there? It's a storage sac for a part of bile that actually helps to emulsify the fats so they can be digested. And when we're just eating, let's say we're not eating anything fatty or oily, the gallbladder, if we've still got one, sits there, and the bile was fed into it by the liver and just sits there swelling up a little bit at a time with the bile. But when we eat something fatty or oily, not only does the pancreas get a signal to make digestive enzymes after it's digested in the stomach, but another signal goes over the gallbladder and tells the gallbladder, okay, squirt! And the gallbladder goes, squeeze! That's why we got it in the first place. And down comes all this bile to meet the fatty, oily food. All right. Well, the Standard Process Company, which I do not work for, knew this in the 1920s. And they have been selling a product called Cholacol, C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L, since the 1920s, ma'am. And it's still going strong because so many people who've had their gallbladders out have learned about it, and they take it after every fatty and oily meal. And if you do that with the lipanase, you're going to get both things that are necessary for fat and oil digestion. And since you had your gallbladder out, you ought to think about it, ma'am.
Okay, so I have been taking ox bile. Should I stop taking that and then change over to the other two? Would it be better?
I can't tell you it would be better. I'd have to read the label on the ox bile. But it's the Standard Process product, and no, I don't work for that company again, is inexpensive. Mm-hmm. So what I ask people to do is be a good engineer and try one and see how it feels, and then try the other one and see how it feels, and stick with the one that your body tells you is the best.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And I do want to say that me and my significant other, we listen to you every Saturday, and we really learn a lot through your broadcast. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for listening, ma'am. I'm happy to know there's at least two people out there. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day.
You too now.